When the kiss was over, he looked at me with burning in his face. "Nobody will believe how hard I'm gonna study this year. That jail cell is gonna make me earn grades higher than I ever got. And when this year is over, nothing can keep me from leaving here and going to college." "I know you'll do it," I said. "You will." And it wasn't just words. I'm good at sizing up people, and I knew for a fact he would make himself into a lawyer. Changes were coming, even to South Carolina. You could practically smell them in the air, and Zach would help bring them. He would be one of those drum majors for freedom that Martin Luther King talked about. That's how I like to think of Zach now. A drum major. He faced me, and shifting around on his feet, he said,
"I want you to know that I..."
He stopped and looked up into the treetops. I stepped nearer to him. "You want me to know what?"
"That I care about you. I think about you all the time."
It crossed my mind to say there were things he didn't know about me, that he might not care so much if he knew them, but I smiled and said, "I care about you, too.
We can't be together now, Lily. But one day, after I've gone away and become somebody, I'm gonna find you. And we'll be together then."
"You promise?"
"I promise."
He lifted the chain with his dog tag from around his neck and lowered it over my head.
"So you won't forget, okay?"
The silver rectangle dropped down under my shirt, where it dangled, cold and certain, between my breasts. Zachary Lincoln Taylor, resting there, along my heart, wading in up to my neck.
If the Queen were smarter, she would probably be hopelessly neurotic. As is, she is shy and skittish, possibly because she never leaves the hive, but spends her days confined in darkness, a kind of eternal night, perpetually in labor. Her true role is less that of a queen than mother of the hive, a title often accorded to her. And yet, this is something of a mockery because of her lack of maternal instincts or the ability to care for her young. The queen must die, and other affairs of bees and men.